Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Fisher blowing up Cowboys Twitter yesterday. It's on 1053thefan.com right now. 1053thefan.com. I think it's going to warm you up on a chilly Wednesday morning, except for Choppy or other ageists out there. Here is the report from Fish yesterday. The Cowboys have already begun in-house discussions about how to best pursue Earl Thomas. Now that he's entering free agency, his desire to play with the Cowboys is as strong as it's ever been, and the bond has been strong enough that the Cowboys have made repeated attempts in the last year to trade for him, including the second-round pick that eventually was spent on Connor Williams. Sources close to the situation tell me the Cowboys' view of the player is unchanged. Even after missing all of last season in a Seattle contract dispute, even after sustaining a season-ending injury during the year, even after turning 30. In short, the Cowboys, at a reasonable price, want Earl Thomas. The in-house discussions center on the following: how much they want him in terms of dollars and cents, and B, man, There's some grammatical errors in this article from Mike here. I'm very disappointed.
Well, that's what happens when you speak and spell.
He did. He wrote dollars and cents with S-E-N-S-E. Mm. And B, eventually, although he may spin that and say that's common sense.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a Fish double entendre. Little wordplay.
And B, eventually, how to make the presentation to Earl and the best way to convince him to join his favorite boyhood team. Jerry Jones cannot confirm that because the free agency window does not open until March 13th at 3:00 our time, but there are serious flirtations everywhere. So that is Mike Fisher saying the Cowboys with in-house recent discussions over ET. You going to cheers me with your coffee?
Look, I think the best way personally to pursue Earl Thomas is to not pursue Earl Thomas. I am an ageist in a sense.
I got you to agree to a number last week. That was a win. Were okay at about 7. I think maybe I could get you to 8.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
You can get me to that. Assuming Tank gets not $20 million. Yeah, you give me that.
Okay.
Which he's going to, kind of resign myself to that fact.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I could go for that number. It all depends on, again.
And Earl may just be straight after the money, by the way.
He might be.
Eric Berry making 13. Cam Chancellor gone, but 12 on the books for 2019. Rashad Jones, 12. Harrison Smith, 10 in Minnesota. So he may just want the highest money.
All
this talk about Cowboy fan and moving to Austin. I love Texas, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know if I'm convinced that Earl Thomas, if he got $2 million more from Oakland, wouldn't go to play for the Raiders.
I'm not convinced of it either. Look, he's a good player. I'm not going to deny that at all.
What do you think his career earnings are?
Earl?
Yeah, just off the top of your head. What do you think?
First round pick. I'll say he's earned...
How many years has he played? 10?
He's played 9 years, nine seasons.
This 70, will be his 10. 75?
Yeah, 68.
56.
Okay.
56. Right. So, I think that's enough to maybe have a guy saying, I'm pretty secure, but then again.
Don't ever make that mistake.
Don't ever make that
mistake.
Right.
You're right.
What these guys have done with their money.
But I think
and you got to split it in half.
True. The other aspect that comes with it, well, you don't have to split it in half if you come to Texas. You know, there's no income tax. Yeah. You remember that, Earl. But the other part of it is, though. This was the only team, and correct me if I'm wrong, this was the only team that I ever heard of where Earl Thomas spent time after a game the Seahawks had just played to go to the opponent's locker room and essentially beg the head coach to come get him in the offseason. I know maybe that might be too much to read into, but to have done that in your ninth season in the NFL, like at that point, the lust – Like, the shine of any potential organization has probably worn off, and yet he still felt the need to do that. I think because of that, there's an inkling there that the Cowboys will be able to play off of his love.
If we offer
Cowboys.
Him 8 and someone offers him 11 a year, what do you think he's going to do?
Go to 11.
I think he would go to 11, okay. But if we offered him 8 and someone offered him 9.5, yeah. I think he'd take 8. Okay. So I think there is, you know, there's
a million dollar difference.
It's a slight there, 1.5 million, maybe two.
Okay. So we'll see.
You know, and real quick, you know, this is in defensive role in his play. Over a 3-year stretch, the success rates of the Seattle defense on the field versus off the field with Earl Thomas is striking, the success rate the defense had. We're talking 70% of the time the plays were successful when he was off the field versus about 40. The guy is tremendous. There's no doubt about that. It's always been the age for me. You want to pay him $8 million? I'll pay him $8 million. I'll pay him $9 million. I'll go to $9 million with you.
All right.
But I'm not going to go – I'm not doing a $22 million guaranteed deal, a 4-year contract paying him $50 million. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Okay. We'll see what Steven does. But Mike Fisher with good reporting yesterday, 105.3thefan.com. Jerry – Errol Spence left us and went to the Jerry Jones press conference to talk about his fight against Mikey Garcia at AT&T Stadium. And Jerry was asked about a number of different Cowboy topics. And, you know, just to recap, there's nothing too great. He said his relationship with Tank is outstanding. Said it's one of the best relationships I have or have ever had with a player. The relationship is outstanding, certainly a significant part of now and the future. He was asked about Garrett's final season, and Jerry said both he and Jason are both happy with where they are and that they have real trust in each other. And at the end of the 15-minute media session, he was asked, has the team had safety conversations in free agency? He quickly responded with a firm yes, but that's about all I'll say. Also, why is Kellen Moore the right guy? He kept emphasizing, according to the reporters, the word opportunity. Okay? Placing the emphasis on the word opportunity. So maybe Kellen Moore isn't going to be enshrined in Frisco just yet. Tony Romo, with a 70-minute sit-down that was released yesterday. This is a Dr. Phil podcast. Dr. Phil, Texas's very own. Troy has been in his house. I want you to listen to Tony talking about getting his way with plays at the end of his career. All right? This is a humongous topic with Dak. Does Dak have influence? So this is Romo. He was asked, so many athletes say, I like to envision things beforehand. I want to see the way the game goes. Tony, a little bit different. And listen to how he worked his play calling influence into the Cowboys later on.
I really wanted to dissect post practice, post game, and analyze what I thought in that moment. How was my temperament? What was my emotional level? What's the background of this team? And why wasn't I aware? I knew this was happening. Why couldn't I get my brain to think of this in this situation on 3rd and 7 when I was prepared for it on Thursday? But it didn't come into my brain at that moment on Sunday. And so I would analyze myself and then analyze the mannerisms and things of others at the other side of the ball or coaches and try to be like, well, like, I mean, I'm kind of going off a little bit here, but if I wanted to get a play in with one of my coaches when I was younger, you'd ask. As you got older, I found just through just the natural psychology, what you want to call it, just I'm learning his mannerism, what he's taking to and what he's not. And certain things I would say with a certain tone would change how this might get done.
Early on, ask. And he was even talking with Dr. Phil. He's like, I'm examining you right now, how you are responding to certain answers I'm giving. And that'll kind of carry my approach throughout the rest of this interview. So he was talking about saying things with a little more force later on. And, of course, Ben Rogers has told us multiple stories, and you've heard it from other spots about how Romo would kind of take over the offense.
Took over a lot of things. Yeah, we do know. Took over a lot of things. And that's what a quarterback should do. You know, that's how it should be. I hate when they...
If you're capable.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I want Jared Goff overruling Sean McVay right now. I don't know Goff's football intelligence.
Well, he doesn't know where the sun sets, so I think we know. I think we're aware of where his football intelligence is.
True.
That said, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if your goal as a head coach is not to get your quarterback to call the game... I think you're missing the point. Like that, like the
like Mike McCarthy with Aaron. Why is Aaron Rodgers? I would have Aaron Rodgers calling every single play.
Yeah, like you want to have the coach that's in the booth or on the sideline who can see things differently relay into the quarterback. Hey, you may not see this, but I want the guy that's literally in the action who sees the flow and knows what he is doing best.
Yeah,
to call it. They're like if a pitcher's on the mound. And he knows better than anyone. He knows better than the manager, better than the pitcher coach, whether or not his curveball's really working. Now, the catcher knows, too.
Yes.
But the pitcher knows how it's working. And they call a curveball in a big spot, like say they're calling it from the bench. If I'm the pitcher, I'm like, no, I'm not confident in that pitch right now.
Right.
I want that guy to be able to overrule and do all that stuff. And I want that guy to call the game. I don't want the guy, the pitching coach, to call the game.
Like
there.
Sam Weish and Marv Levy, you talk about a sign of security. You talk about a sign of someone who's like, I'm okay with my job position. Sam Weish let Boomer do it, right, in Cincy? And then Marv Levy, I know, with Jim Kelly in Buffalo. Ted Marchibroda, the great offensive mind. So that's Tony Romo. Did you always think Tony does the whole humble play and the whole little cute dimple smile and, oh, it's my team around me. Did you always think you were the best going into any single sporting event?
If you put me in a competitive environment, I couldn't take it if I failed. Like, it was almost like you talked about that hunger inside. It was like breathing. It's like, I can't breathe if I think that you thought you were just better than me or that you were winning. And then, do you ever remember the song? I think it's called The Greatest.
Listen to this.
I think it's, it might be a Kenny Rogers. I could be getting this wrong, but during the song, this kid, and this is exactly my mindset that happens, is this kid goes out with his ball and his bat, and he stands up and he's going. His mom says, hey, it's time to come in. You know, you got to eat. And he throws the ball up. He's just throwing it to himself, and he's swinging and hitting it. Tosses that ball up. That's strike one. And the kid goes, that's okay. I am the greatest. Da, 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 da. So he throws it up, and he goes, boom, that's strike two. And now it comes down to this final pitch. He's like, okay, I got this one. I am the greatest. He knows he's whiffing, but he's just keeping that mindset. Then the third ball goes up. And that ball comes down. Kid swings. Misses it. Comes home. Mom's like, how'd you do, son? Mom, I didn't know I could pitch like that. I am the greatest.
That's great.
I feel like that's the mindset. You're constantly confident. Even though you're failing, you're learning. You're constantly okay because you're teaching yourself every time. So it's really not, I feel like I tell my kids, I'm like, Daddy never cares about winning and losing. Just cares about you learning and getting better. That's all that I care about, and that's the way I approach it.
Says I am the greatest.
That made me think of Choppy. You miss with the three swings and go, damn, I'm a good pitcher. Spin it. Reverse it. Better call Chop.
That is a great spin job. I thought for a second he was going to go with the R. Kelly, the world's greatest. And I thought this is on Dr. Phil, Tony, this is not the time.
All right, one more from Tony Romo. And again, we have 20 pieces of audio from this sit down. More about handling losing, whether he was Bobby Knight or Mr. Calm and Cool.
It was like breathing. It was hard to take. And that's, I would lose, but I wasn't the guy who would like throw the chair through the wall. My brain automatically went with like, I cannot, like, what can I do to never let this happen again? Like, what do I have to do? I have to get better at this. I'm not good enough at this. I'm not good enough here. This will eventually come up again. I need to help this coach. I need to help this player who's having trouble in this spot. You know, those things are what go through my brain.
So there's Romo talking about the mentality. More of that coming up at 7:20 this morning. His playing career, Jerry's stories, broadcasting, clock management lessons within the game. The golf, man, he is obsessed with golf. Like, it sounds like, I mean, that's definitely going to come before any coaching possibility moving forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.